Well, my grandfather originally came from Derbyshire with the railways. Originally he came building the railways, and he finished up settling in the valley and became the boss, if you like to call him that, on of the quarries in Whitworth.
Right, so you'd be involved in maybe setting up the railway
With the
structure
railways, yeah.
on the Moortops as well.
Right on within the quarry itself, yes.
Right.
Well, he came with the railways that came up into to Rochdale and up into Bacup, the Whitworth Railway, and they say that he used to in the days he'd turn up at home, he'd a gang of men with
Right.
him, sovereigns on the table, these are yours, these are mine, stop a week and gone again.
Right.
And that was when he was travelling, but obviously he settled up in Shawforth,
Yeah.
because he lived in Shawforth. And then as my father, he worked for him up there
Right.
as the plate layer up in
Right, so
the quarries.
your father eventually took on that
He
trade as well.
took on, yeah, he was like the foreman plate layer.
So that was just all the infrastructure for shifting the stone around. We have a photograph here. Could you describe who's on the photograph?
Well, the only chap I know for definite that is on,
Yeah.
there's a very big chap on, and he was called Daniel Lambert, known as Desperate Dan. For if you see the photograph,
Yeah.
I think you'll appreciate why they called him Desperate Dan. And my father used to tell me that he took 16s in clogs, and also he could pick a railway sleeper under each arm. So that gives you some idea of
The strength.
the strength and the size of the man, yeah.
Your father eventually went on to take over working on the railways at Britann
He did,
and
yes.
Whitworth.
Yes.
Have you got any early memories? Can you describe your father working or
Well,
working life or?
his working life was my mother used to say when they were first married, the first question when he woke up in the morning was, "Is it raining?" Because in them days there was no transport to get you up into the quarries. You'd to walk up, you'd to work all day and walk back. And obviously they wanted to know what the weather was like, because in those days they used to call it going on the rant. If it was too wet to go, they'd go on rant.
Yeah.
And apparently they worked most of the summer to rant most of the winter.
So what would rant mean?
Well, on the rant is there was a pub at the top of Rulimore Road,
Yeah.
the Black Dog,
Right.
and they'd go in on a Monday and make them out 2 weeks later.
Honestly, that long.
That's yeah, they could be any time.
Right.
Yeah. They used to tell the tale. This is my granddad on my grandma's side that we're talking about up the quarry. Well, do you want me to come to the
Yeah,
other granddad in a
no,
bit,
that's
or
fine.
I can
Yeah,
tell you now if you like?
tell me now.
Granddad Holmes, he was the blacksmith, but as George recalls in the piece to Betty Taylor, that he'd rather drink beer than work, so he didn't get much work. But some days to get him home out of the pub, my grandma, I believe, used to go in with his dinner just to show him up so that he could. Were he coming home, you know, they seemed to work all the time, and Friday nights was the night, apparently. They got paid, and the women used to go meet them, or
Yeah.
they'd just go and
Spend all the
spend
money.
the money in the pub, yeah.